Blog Talk Radio.
Cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned in to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all know what time it is? Y'all know that we start this broadcast off with prayer, so I know as the music was playing, you got your prayer list, you made your phone calls, that you can tell them, come on and tune in and hear the word that is coming forth, and for them to touch and agree with you in prayer, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers. Amen. So let's prepare our hearts and our mind as we go before the throne this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. That is the one to your holy name, Lord. Knowing, O God, that you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness. And those that we're praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see all the prayer lists that is raised before you this day, Lord Father, hands being laid upon them this day, O God. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, nevertheless, we say thank you for every prayer request, praise report, Lord. Father, we say let your will be done this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every prayer, Lord, Father, that you have answered, already answered, and about to answer, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Knowing, O God, that nothing is too hard for you this day. Father, we lift your name on high, thanking you yet again, Lord, Father, for another day that you have allowed us to see, Lord, Father. Father, so many want the gift, Lord, Father, but don't want the giver, Lord, Father. But, Father, we're here to say thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing for us, have done, and about to do for us this day. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of. And, Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for just showing up and showing out right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over every prayer warrior, every intercessor, every watchman, Lord, Father, every leader that is warring and interceding, Lord, Father, and others' behalf this day, Lord. Father, I ask you to see the hedge of protection round about them, Lord, Father. We thank you and glorify and magnify you, O God, for we know that there is no other God but you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for keeping them right now, Lord. We thank you for supplying their needs right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Mississippi, Lord, Father, where that tornado hit, Lord, Father. Father, cover those right now, Lord, Father, that are in need right now of a place to stay, Lord. Father, comfort their hearts on those that have lost loved ones this day, O God. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you said you will not leave us comfortless. And, Father, we thank you and glorify you this day, Lord, Father, for giving them the peace, Lord, Father, the joy, Lord, Father, in their hearts, Lord, as they remember their loved ones, Lord, Father, the good times right now in the name of Jesus. But Father, we know to die in you, Lord, Father, to be absent from the body is to be present with you, O God. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, Lord, Father, for those that lost the loved ones, Lord, Father God, in that Nashville shooting, Lord. Father, comfort their hearts as well right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we hold before you our children and grandchildren, O God, Father, as they go to school, schools, Lord Father. Travel over the highways and the byways, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for your shield of protection round about them, O God. Father God, see the blood covering this day in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come against binding the hand of the enemy right now, Lord, Father, as we come against mass school shooting this day, Lord, Father God, we come against bullying, trafficking, child molestation, Lord, Father, in our schools this day. We cancel in their assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for hearing the prayers of the righteous this day, O God. For Father, we are to pray and pray like never before, Lord, Father. There is so much, O God, that is going on in this land this day, Lord, in this evil and wicked days, Lord, Father. And Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you each and every day when you bring our loved ones home safely, O God, to us, Lord, Father. Well, Father, we take it not for granted this day, Lord. Father, we lift your name on high. We thanking you and just glorifying you this day, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we continue, Lord, Father, to pray, Lord, for Shana right now, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her. From the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, and no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to touch her unborn child this day, O God. See the blood covering this day, Lord. We cancel complications, Lord, Father. And, Father, we thank you that when that time is right, Lord, Father God, that she'll deliver, Lord, Father, a healthy baby, Lord, Father. Father God, we thank you for seeing the blood covering, Lord, Father, that baby right now, Lord. And we say no weapons that is formed against it, Lord, Father, shall prosper, Lord. We thank you and glorify you this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray today for Michelle Ramsey, Lord, Father, praying, O God, for your healing virtue to flow through and through her like never before, Lord, Father. Father, you said prayer changes things, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you for touching her body right now. For you said by your stripes we are healed, and healing is the children's bread. And we say thank you. We thank you for lining up her body right now with the word of God in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jessica Leader, Lord, and praying also, O God, for her healing, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, and no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for lining up her body with the word of God, for you say healing is the children's bread, Lord, Father, and let her decree and declare it over her life this day. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Prophetess Gaines, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. We thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering her, Lord, Father, in her going out and her coming in, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for comforting her heart, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your supernatural strength, O God, that continue, Lord, Father, to carry her through each and every day right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, for your supernatural strength, Lord, Father. Father, as she go through dialysis, Lord, Father, we thank you and just glorifying you for a kidney, Lord, Father, for her, Lord. Father, I've seen you do it for many others, Lord, and we know, O God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. So, Father, continue to keep her, guide her, and protect her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord, Tamari, Lord. And we come against seizures right now in the name of Jesus. We bind those seizures up and everything else that goes along with that seizure right now, canceling the assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, see the blood covering this day, O God. See the blood covering his body right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak healing, Lord, Father. Father, as we send forth his healing and minister angels, Lord, Father, to go and stand, God, round about him, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, Father, over our listeners this day, Lord. Father, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, we thank you and glorify you for never leaving them nor forsaking them, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the peace that you have given them, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, that you're all that they ever need, Lord, Father. We thank you for being that waymaker, that burden bearer, Lord, Father. Father, that friend, Lord, Father, that supplier right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, the supplier of all their needs, Lord, Father. We thank you and glorify you this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And we say no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. And Father, I ask you, O God, to see the hedge of protection around about him, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for taking him deeper in you, Lord, Father. Father, showing up and showing out in his life this day, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and just glorify you, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you hear and answer all prayers, Lord. And, Father, we know as the praises go up, the blessings come down, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you and glorify you for all the blessings, Lord, Father, and every word, O God, that was spoken over our lives this day, Lord. Father, that it shall come to pass and we cancel, Lord, Father, every negative word that was spoken over our lives or even out of our mouth, Lord, Father. May it fall to the ground to nothingness, O God, and only your word, Lord, only your word right now shall prevail over us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you as we hold this broadcast before you, Lord. Father, we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, show up and show out, for we thank you for healing and deliverance this day, being in the midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm trusting that you got your praise on, your prayer on, and you continue to trust and believe who your Creator is and never fail to praise him. I'm trusting that you thank him for even waking you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others. And I'm trusting that you ask him today to use you to be a light in someone's darkness this day. Be that willing vessel today, amen. Be that willing vessel today that God can use you to brighten up someone's path today, amen. Let me give you the word for today. The more often we see the things around us, even the beautiful and wonderful things, the more they become invisible to us. That is why we often take for granted the beauty of this world, the flowers, the trees, the birds, the clouds, even those we love, because we see things so often. We see them less and less. This is so true. Let me read that again. The more often we see the things around us, even the beautiful and wonderful things, the more they become invisible to us. That is why we often take for granted the beauty of this world. The flowers, the trees, the birds, the clouds, even those we love. Because we see things so often, we see them less and less. Something for you to just stop and just think about just now. Don't take nothing and no one for granted. You never know that day when you will not be able to see it, you will not be able to touch it, you will not be able to hear it. Don't take for granted. Don't take your loved ones for granted. Don't think the thing, your home, your vehicle, your job, the food on your table, take nothing, nothing for granted. Hallelujah. Be honest, I was really thinking of not doing the podcast today. But you know, God is good, God is merciful, God is love, and God is a healer. And I'm pushing forward today. As I pray for you, you pray for me. Amen. I'm going to do my best to get through this word today. And today, again, we're going to trust God. In trusting him, we're going to praise him. And in praising him, we're going to believe that it's already done. We're going to believe that his word stands in our life. We're going to believe that what we pray, that is already done. Because it says, call those things that are not as though they are. So let us begin to call those things that are not as though they are. And we're trusting him and praising him to manifest it in this realm today. Amen. Trust. What is trust? The dictionary says, assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. One in which confidence is placed. A charge or duty imposed in faith or confidence, or as a condition of some relationship. Meaning to place confidence. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalms 37. For those of you that don't have your Bible and you're at work, I will go ahead and I will read it. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Trust in the Lord. That's what verse 3 says. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. When you look around you today and you say trust in the Lord, and all this is going on and happening around us, how can we? We can. We can trust in God. You trust him when you wake up in the morning and you go out to go about your daily chores, you know, errands, you go into work. I'm believing that you're trusting God to take you there safely and bring you back. 3 days, 4 days, shooting, there is, everything that you could think about is going on. It may be just the area that you're in. But you know, no matter what it is that you're going through, trust the word of God when he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is right there with you. I don't care what your situation is. You believe in the Lord. You trust him. When you go in to take that test, you're trusting that you will pass this test. You go for an interview. Some of you say, Lord, you know I need this job. I'm trusting in you to make a way. We are so busy today putting our trust and faith in man. We say not to do that, not to put it in man. Do he use man? Yes, he does. He used that man, and when I say man, I'm talking about human. Doesn't specify male nor female. He used whoever he see fit to use. We are trusting in our friend to do this for us and do that for us when you know they're going to fail. They're not going to come through. But put your trust in God today. And not because they're doing wickedness. That means you are subject to do it back to them. We don't do that. That's why it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. But they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in God today. Whatever you're about to face, trust in God. He will make a way out of no way for you. But are you trusting God in what it is that you're going through? And I say, you don't know what I'm dealing with. You're still here. See, we pray, and when we're praying, sometimes we don't believe that God can make the impossible possible for us. We'll believe it and trust for someone else, But when it comes time for us to trust God, your back is against the wall and you trust in God to see you through. We say out of our mouth, we trust God. But in our hearts, we don't. We don't trust God. We have doubt. We have unbelief. But we can go before him and say, Lord, forgive me for my doubts and my unbelief. Strengthen my faith. Strengthen my faith. Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. He give us the word. In the word, what is the word? The word is God. He was the word. He came. Throughout this Bible, you will see where God literally was talking to his man of God. He was talking to the prophet. They trusted him. They was going into battle. They trusted him. They went before God. God spoke personally to them. And they trusted the word. And when they go into battle, they won that battle. They won that battle. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalms 118. Psalms 118. And we're going to start at the 8th verse. So he thank you. Psalms 118 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in princes. He's telling you. He's telling you where, you see, David was the apple of God's eye. Can we today say that we are striving to be the apple of God's eye? For God makes no mistake. His word will not return to him void. It will not. What you do with the word that is given to you, whether you choose to believe it or not, it will come to pass. Look around you today, and you can see that the word that is written in this very book is coming to pass. It is coming to pass. So what are you going to do? Are you going to trust in God and believe that he will never leave you nor forsake you no matter what it is that you're going through? Trust in him. Have a relationship with him. It is so important in this that we have a relationship with our Creator. It is so important. I can't even stress that enough. So many people think that they have, you know, tomorrow. They have a couple months from now. Oh, I'm going to, you know, change my life. I'm going to give my life to Christ on my birthday or, you know, the next time I go to church. You don't know if you'll make it to church. You don't know if you're going to make it the next day, the next second. You don't know. You do not know. everything. Everything that we say out of our mouth as we pray, we're trusting God to answer our prayer. We are trusting Him that He is hearing when we pray. That's what we're doing. Psalm 71. It says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandments to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth." You have hope in God today, and He's going to deliver you. So much of us is messed up, and when you decide to say, you know, it's time for us now, it's time for me to come out of the world and come into the knowledge, the real knowledge, the true knowledge of Christ, you change it. Some of us, not some of us, we all need to be delivered. And we're trusting as we gather ourselves together in that sanctuary that we begin to get healed. We begin to be delivered and set free today. And you're trusting that God can do this for you. Some people, because their loved ones in there, they're afraid to accept Christ, their deliverance is hindered. Trust God today. Trust is so important. Not just to God, but to yourself. Trust yourself. When God say move, trust yourself to move. Move to the left, move to the right. Don't allow nobody to whisper in your ear and tell you anything contrary to what God is telling you. Stand on the word of God. Stand on that still small voice that is telling you the direction to go in. And as you're trusting that direction, you're going to praise God. In going through all that, you're going to praise Him. They're going to watch at you, knowing that all that you're going through, they're going to say you're crazy for trusting a God that you can't see. Be crazy. Be crazy for God. Be crazy for Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in your going through. In your sickness, and I continue to say sickness, because there is so much people, or, you know, the prayer list is so much people on there for cancer. You can praise Him going through, because He is bigger than cancer. He is bigger than any sickness or disease, any situation that you're going through, he is bigger than that. Can we praise him when we're sick? Can we praise him when we know we're about to lose our home, our vehicle, you know, our job? Can we praise him still? Or are we so busy holding on and looking at the situation that we can't trust God to move in this situation? You're probably saying, who say is God moving? Who say it's not? Who say God is not moving you to a bigger and better place? Or taking you out of this car to get a better car? A better position that you have at your job? Or he's promoting you to another job, another company, making more money, better benefits, but we're so busy. When God says it's time to shift, it's time to shift, it's time to move. But we're so busy holding on because that's what we know. We don't want to get in that uncomfortable place. So instead of praising God, we complain, we fuss, we curse. We do everything but praise God. What is praise? The dictionary says to praise the glory of, to express a favorable judgment of, to glorify especially by the attributions of perfection, to express praise. Remember, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You say, you want me to praise him and I'm sick? You want me to praise him and I'm about to lose my job? You want me to praise him and I'm about to lose my home, my vehicle, my child? You want me to praise him? Are you crazy? Praise God. We look at this situation that we're in and forget who we serve. When we look at our loved ones on their sick bed and God say it's time for them, and he's taking them home, we can't praise God because we want our loved ones here with us. So we don't want to praise God. But he, excuse me, but he is right there with them, ready to take them home with him. To die in Christ is to reign with him. Until we get that understanding, we can't praise God because we caught up in that emotion of our loved ones leaving here and not praising God for coming for them where there is no more sickness, there is no more pain, there's no, you know, they don't have to go through all of that anymore. Their time has come. We ought to be praising God, but we don't. And I tell you, I have to be, tell you all, I've been guilty. I've been guilty of the fact that I was selfish. I wanted my loved ones here, knowing that they're in Christ, that they're going to be there with them. And for me, I have to strive and not fall back into, you know, things that are not of God, because I want that when my time comes, he says, enter in and not depart. So by me staying on the course, I'm able to enter in and not depart. And that's what we have to strive for when our loved one die in Christ and we want to see them again. That's what we have to do. We ought to thank God, praise him, thank him for the time that he allowed us to have with them. It may be a short time, but it was some time. It was some time that he granted us. So today, in your trust in him, praise him. Praise him no matter what it is you're going through. If your mind was on that situation and you couldn't see your way out, a song may come on just at the right time. Go ahead and praise him by you lifting your hands and give God a wave offering. You're praising him. It takes nothing for us to say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. It takes nothing to say, thank you, Lord, for your strength when I feel weak. Thank him, praise him, give him a shout. Some of you today that are listening or may listen at a later time, you know, you might be looking back over your life as you're hearing this and say, you know what? I didn't understand back then what I was going through. And I was arguing with God, fussing at God, like, why you got me going through this? And instead of praising God, because when you look at where you are right now, in Christ, then you have to give him double praise, triple praise, because you know what? He brought you through. You trusted the process, and he brought you through. He gave you that testimony. He gave you that testimony to share with others, because after a while, you begin to trust God and you begin to praise God in the process as you're going through. And some of the things that we're going through, it's nothing easy. But it's a testimony for someone. It's a testimony for someone. And in hearing your testimony, when God said, open your mouth, and you begin to share that testimony, you don't know how you setting that person free, setting their mindset free, allowing them to trust in God, allowing them to praise God in their going through. Because when you were going through, you wasn't trusting God at the time. You wasn't even praising him. Those were far from you until someone said, come on, put your trust. Let us begin to praise God. Let us begin to praise God. And it's time for us to sit down with our loved ones and begin to tell them truly about God. Because if God treated us like how we treat him, we'd be in trouble. We will be in trouble. God is loving. God is merciful. God is a God of many chances. He is long-suffering. we are not long-suffering. We don't even want to hear long-suffering. One of the things we were talking about in Bible study last night is about anger. You're not going to leave someone continually doing something to you over and over and over again, and that anger don't rise up, because the fleshly part of us going to rise up. It's going to rise up. It's time for us to teach our children and our grandchildren, especially when, you know, they are small. Their brains is like a sponge. It sucks it up. Everything that you're saying, every movement that you're making, they are sucking it up. They are seeing you. They are hearing you say and do these things, and they're going to mimic what you do. That's what they're going to do. They're going to mimic what you do. So if you're in your house and you're praising God, guess what they're going to start to do? They're going to start to praise God too, because they see, that's what they know. They're going to praise God. They see you praying. They're going to pray as well. You know, little prophet Nathan, he used to see Bishop in church, how he preached. And, you know, when they told us how he, you know, he operated at home and, you know, wiping his forehead and walking around a little. I mean, he grew up in the church. He is. And he was just doing what he saw. He saw his grandmother with him walking around praying. And when he came there to the house, and you will just see him going back and forth, and you will think that, you know, if you don't pay attention, you wouldn't know what he's doing. And then he giving his little praise on, and, you know, I was like, what? To show you, we can make a change. We can begin to talk about what God has done for you. I used to love to sit older people as they talk about their life, what they've been through. You know, and you'll always hear them say, I thank God for bringing me through. I thank God for this. I thank God for that. Today we can't even thank God. We don't even want to lift our hands. We don't want to do anything. The enemy has got you so bowed down. You know, I would say what? The enemy got your hands in chains, your feet in chains, your mindset in chains. What the song say, break every chain. Break the chain off your mindset. Break the chains off your hands that you're able to lift your hands, and you're able to walk with your hands in the heavenly. Break the chains off your feet that you're able to move. You're able to stand and go forth as God tells you. You're able to shout. You're able to praise God. The song, Do the Judah Praise. Every time I lift my hands, every time I stomp my feet, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Every time I lift my voice, every time I lift my voice, I do the Judah Praise. How much of you today? How much of you today are lifting your hands, stomping your feet, and lifting your voice today? How much? It's time now. Not for somebody to do it for us, but for we. Me, myself, and I, to do it for me, myself, and I. Teach your loved ones to praise God. Trust in God. Trust in God. Remember, they are mimicking us. What they see we do, that's what they are going to do. So if you cuss like a sailor, guess what? That's what they're going to do. You listen to those songs with all the, you know, explicit words inside of it. Guess what? Until they begin to know better, somebody, they hear a different tune coming forth, a different sound coming forth, that they're able to praise, they're able to worship God. When you're mad and you listen to these, you know, these other songs, all it's doing is stirring up the anger inside of you. It's stirring up the anger inside of you. Like, ain't nothing about it saying peace, ain't nothing about it saying praise, ain't nothing about it saying worship, ain't nothing about it saying anything of the sort. But kill this and kill that and, no, that's not the energy that you want. You praise God in your victory. You praise God for your victory. You praise God as you're going through, as you're going through. There was times I didn't feel like I didn't have the strength, the energy to praise God in, you know, situations that I was going through, because I was so busy just focusing on, you know, the situation. I was so busy focused on the situation that I wasn't praising God, that I wasn't thanking Him. I wasn't trusting Him in the process, caught up in the situation. Do we get like that sometimes? Yes, we do. But do we stay in that situation? No, we don't. No, we don't. Look around you today. Look at your loved ones today. Truly just sit and just look at them today. And pray. Pray that they're in that place to trust God, praise Him, to believe in Him. Don't let nobody take their praise. And you teach them. You teach them. Teach them how to read the Bible. And as they read the Bible, they meditate on the Word. They're learning how to read at a very young age. Why not teach them to read the Bible? You know, it has the little children's Bible that you can give them to read. Or you read it and let them follow along with you. And you'd be surprised if they don't say, well, let me read it. Let me go read a story out of the Bible. And they begin to read.
And then you will hear them telling their friends about one of the Bible stories that they read in the Bible. Praise God. Don't leave nothing or no one stop you from praising God today. Don't let situations, don't let sickness, you know, lift your hands. Give God a wave offering. You may not be able to stand. That's all right. Even sitting in a wheelchair, you can take and you can still move your feet. And if you can't move your feet, that's all right. You can still lift your eyes and you can still thank him. Thank him for this day. You may be in your hospital bed or in your bed at home, and you're not able to stamp your feet. That's all right. It's okay. And if you can't lift your hands all the way, it's okay. You can still praise God. You can still praise God. Praise him. So also praise him in advance. Praise him for your victory. And decree and declare that you are victorious over all things, because he said we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We can praise him. Whatever battle it is that we're going through, we can praise him. We can praise him. It's not too hard. We make it hard, but it's not too hard. It is not too hard. God is good. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then when you just get in there, you know, you go to church and you know, you could have church, you know, 24/7 in your home. Praising him. Just praising God. You put that music on, you in that set place, and you are just worshiping and praising God. You so caught up. Do we still do that today? You're driving and you getting your praise on because, you know, you got your music on and you're just praising God. To make a joyful noise, and you're singing. All you know is you're singing with the song, and, you know, hey, you sound good. The person that is driving alongside you might think differently, but, hey, you praising God. You don't care because you know what God brought you through. You know that you're going through something and God got you because you're standing on his word. And when he said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, you stand and you're trusting God that he got you. You are trusting him. When he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he lifts up that standard against him, you are trusting him that that's what he is doing. When the enemy is there, you are trusting him. You're praising him because he's doing it. You're saying, you know, every time I go into work, you know, this one coworker, they just, you know, they got the boss ear, so they're talking to the boss and, you know, just making your life real, you know, difficult on the job. But I'm going to stand on that word. Stand on that word. I'm going to trust and I'm going to praise God. And you, every time they rise up in your spirit, I salute the divinity of God in them and send them love. He gives us that power and that authority that we don't use. God is good. God is awesome. God is merciful. God is loving. God is an on-time God. God said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Throughout the Bible, look at the children of Israel. He delivered them. They get back in trouble. He delivered them. They do this against God. He delivered them. And look at us today. There's nothing new under the sun. They may change the name of things, but it's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. Nothing at all. We don't always want to praise God. We get mad at God, thinking, why he let us go through? Why he letting us go through this? God sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us. His only begotten son separated himself and came here to earth and died for our sins. We don't even give God thanks. We don't even praise him. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for you all as well. We ought to be praising God more. Look around us, people. Look around us. We can't put our trust in man. Man fail us. We cannot put our trust in man. When he say he will never leave us nor forsake us, he will never leave us nor forsake us. But he's not going to go against our will. He gave us free will. He gave us free will. Look around you today, people. So many don't want to pray. Why? Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Don't allow the enemy to keep your mouth shut any longer. Open your mouth, decree and declare. Trusting and believing in what you pray. Don't be slack in doing so. God may tell you, open your mouth and pray for this family member or pray for this state, and you keep your mouth shut. Why? Don't allow the enemy to keep your mouth shut any longer. Praises confuse the enemy. You're going through all kind of stuff and you're still praising God, and they're looking at it like, I'm throwing everything at you and you're still praising God. Yes. Because say he will make a way out of no way. He will make a way out of no way for you. You're praising God. You're looking at a hospital bill and you're like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill, but hey, I give it to you, Lord. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to praise you. Next thing you know, you don't have a hospital bill anymore. You don't have one. But you're trusting and you're believing and you're praising God that no matter what the situation is, God got you. God got the person that you're praying for. They may see that you have more faith than them, and the two of you all touching and agreeing, ooh. Say, God is in the midst. But you can still war and intercede on others' behalf. Let us not be selfish. You know, I was looking at something, and where they talked about that in California, they're looking to ban the Bible. Interesting. And we got the Bible here. We have it on our phones. We have the hard copy. And we don't even read it. Praise God that you still have yours. Is it in you? Do you have enough word in you that when they take this Bible away, that you're able to still withstand in the evil day? Do you? Do you take that time and sit and read and believe as you read what the word says? If not, time is at hand. Time is at hand for you to begin to eat the word like never before. Have the confidence in God, that he will see you through all things. And we're going to have to trust. We're going to have to believe. And we're going to have to give him the praise when that day comes. When money is of no value, when they do away with the money, what are you going to do? When they say you can't buy or sell without the mark, what are you going to do? Are you going to trust God? You see, because the enemy is showing us. The enemy is showing us right in front of our face what is happening. But a lot of us is, oh, that's fake news. Oh, that's not real. Oh, they doctored this and they doctored that. Like I said, what are you going to do? Are you going to trust God to see you through this? Are you going to trust the word of God when he says, go here or go there? Are you going to trust that, or are you going to question it? Would you be able to still praise him when you're hungry, when your children is hungry? Would we be able to praise God? The preparation is vital to this cause. Prepare your heart. Prepare your mind. Trust, praise, and believe. We're going to need them. And never fail to give him praise. Never fail to give him praise, people. God is awesome. God is awesome. When you look through the book of Psalms, you see many of them praise God for the victory that, you know, David was going through, how he even pleads to God to, you know, help him. And that's what we do. We ask God to help us when we're going through. And as I was looking, and I had turned to Psalms 148. And in the heading of this, it says, the psalmist called upon all creatures to praise God. It said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He had also established them forever and ever. He had made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent, his glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. And you will see Psalms 145, Psalms 146, 147, 148, 149, 150, all of them is praise and exaltation to God. All of them. So you can look through scriptures, you can read his praises. You can find other scriptures in there about his praises and begin to praise God. Praise him in your going out, in your coming in, because you know what? When you went out there, he shield and protect you from that unseen driver. He shield and protect you from traffickers, from gun violence. And he brought you back home safely. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I glorify your name. You brought me home safely. You protected my house, my dwelling place. You protected. Are you doing so today? Are you doing so today? People, we serve an awesome God that we take not for granted. I know I don't take him for granted. I do not take him for granted. I thank God for every trial. I thank him for bringing me through. Even when I messed up in that trial. But when I got back on track and he brought me through, I got back in track, trusting and believing and praising him even when I didn't feel like praising him. Going forward, today I wasn't sure whether I was going to be on this broadcast or not. But I was trusting God to see me through it. I was thanking him for using me to come through. Because his strength is what I need for me to press forward. Sometimes, even when we're not feeling good and we have a job to do or go to a job, we will use the excuse of, oh, I'm sick. I can't do this today, you know, for God, you know. But your job, the job that is paying you, the job that God give you, the one that you ask for, and he give it to you, you will go there. Sick or not sick, you will go there. But when it's time to do God's business, you're too sick to come to church, you're too sick to bring the word, you're too sick. But I thank God. I thank God for his strength. I thank God for believing in me that I can push forward and I can do this. Thank him. In 2 Chronicles 20, starting at the 16th verse, it says, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they came up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. They went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye establish. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. He said, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. You have the prophets today that are standing on God's word and telling you what God is saying. Are there false prophets? Yes, they are. Are there real prophets? Yes, they are. Ask God for the spirit of discernment. But a word of preparation. Do you think the enemy is going to warn you about what is about to come, what they're doing? They ain't going to warn you. They ain't going to tell you prepare. They ain't going to teach you how to prepare for it because they want to catch you off guard. So today, trust God. Praise him. Praise him in advance. Praise him while you're going through. Praise him when you come out. And believe. Believe in your heart today who your creator is. Who your battle axe is, who your defender is. Believe today. Amen. I just thank God for the word today. I thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in. Those that will listen at a later date, may God continue to bless and keep you, trusting that you'll tune in tomorrow, Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
I could not find. when I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends,
when I let go, struggle from day to day. I had to realize it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Let God.
He can handle it all.